Good day and God bless you and welcome to my podcast. My name is Dwayne Haynes, poet, author, and writer. This is episode 4. My episodes are entitled The Pathway Home. I've been talking about my book the last 3 episodes. The book is entitled To Flourish. God is the light, we are the spectrum. So let me go over some of the things about my book and I will continue forward. The book is inspirational prophetic poetry. The poetry is written by and inspired by God Himself. But let me tell you how that works. A long time ago, when I was about 12 years old, I fell off a high diving board and I hit the cement. I landed head first. I was in a coma for 3 days. While in a coma, I went to visit God. There, He showed me all of heaven and showed me the pathway home. While in heaven, He showed me the beginning and end of man. And then He said, go back, show them the road to the way home. A couple of days later, I woke up out of my coma and didn't realize what had happened. About 6 months later, I started writing poetry. I'd wake up in the middle of the night, I'd write the poem, and I'd go back to sleep. Then in the morning, I would wake up, I'd read the poem, and sometimes I didn't understand what the poem meant, but I would finish the poem, and I would type it up, and I'd put them away. I started collecting poems, and later my mother sent a couple of my poems to my uncle, who was a professor at the University of Michigan. He liked the poems so well that he invited me to come down and read the poetry for a program. She informed him that I was only 14, and he was amazed that a 14-year-old could write that level of understanding. So then I realized God has given me a gift. I kept writing poetry. I kept, for some reason, waking up in the middle of the night. I'd write it. I'd put the poem away. And then later, I was invited to a program to read one of my poems. God told me, read this poem. I didn't understand it, but I took the poem to the program. Not understanding what the program was for or what the theme of it, the poem that I took that God had me to read was called Seasons. When I got there and I got the program, the brochure, I looked at it, and the theme of the program was seasons. They were honoring pastors for their seasons. So I realized I had a gift, and I had a gift to use. I didn't understand it, but I had a gift. Then later, at another church, they were presenting a new pastor to the church, and a healer came from the south to speak, to honor this pastor and to anoint him in the church. So I was invited to read a poem, and I read a poem, and later when he got up, he looked at me and said, you are a prophet. I anoint you as a prophet to be a prophet. And I didn't understand what a prophet meant. I never understood that. I knew about prophets in the Bible, but I didn't know what that meant for me. So I read about it and I prayed about it, and God said, this is what I want you to do. So I kept writing, and I'd wake up in the middle of the night, I'd write the poem, I'd type it up, and I'd go back to sleep. And I kept doing this, and this was a gift that God has given me, and I realized that this is a gift I'm used to help people find their way home. Later, I put the poems together in a collection where I went to a poetry convention in Washington, D.C., and presented my poetry because the winner got a chance to have a publishing contract with a publishing company. I didn't win, but later a person came up to me from Author House and said he really liked my poetry and wanted me to publish my poetry at his company. So I did. The book came out, people were reading the poetry, and they were really reading it and understanding questions that they had and prayers that would need to be answered. And they were answered in the poetry. So I kept reciting and doing poetry, and then I stood in prophecies. I started speaking to people and telling them things about their lives. And I realized this is what the gift that God has given me. So I use this in the book. The book is called To Flourish. It's available on Amazon, eBay, and soon it will be on iTunes. So you'll be able to download the poetry and listen to it as well as read it. A little bit more about me. I'm born and raised in Colorado, and I've been writing poetry since I was about 14. I have recited poetry around the world, and a lot of the poems that were written have been published and earned me the title of 1,000 Leaders of World Influence, 2,000 Intellectuals of 20th Century, and the Poetry Hall of Fame for my technique in writing. Also, the book has entitled me to be a fellow, which was an honor given to me from Cambridge, England, as my technique in writing was so exquisite, and they loved the way that I wrote, not only the way that I wrote, but how I explained some of the things that people could understand and take in their spirit, and they thought that was very well done, so they honored me as a fellow. So I'm pretty excited about that. The poetry is inspirational prophetic poetry. The poetry is designed to help you find your way home, help you find your path and the direction that you would like to take in life. One of the poems I speak a lot about is called Directions. This poem was written to help people find their direction and the way they want to go in life. So many times we are looking for a destination, we're looking for relationships, we're looking for the right way to go, the right path to take. This poem talks about that. It's called Directions. One of the lines in the poem says, "What you think is what you are." Keep your thoughts positive always. It is important, very important. It is the beginning. For your thoughts become your words, that your word be your bond. Keep your words positive, because your words become your actions, and actions speak louder than words. Keep your actions positive, because your actions become your habits, and habits are hard to break. Keep your habits positive, because your habits become your values, and what you choose to value, you will fight for it, cherish, embrace, and believe in it, even until death. Keep your values positive. Your values are the boundaries that govern your life and thus becomes your destiny. This is an important phrase because many people don't understand about destiny. People ask, do I have a destiny? How do I find it? How do I do it? This is a part of the poem that God has given me to help people find their destiny, find their way, help them find their way to the truth so they can find their way home. All of us have asked ourselves one time or another, do we have a destiny? Does God make my destiny? How do I find my destiny? Those words of the poem help you understand that. And it's true, it's both. God gives you your destiny and you help find your destiny. God has given us gifts, gifts to use to glorify Him. We use these gifts like our talents and we use these to glorify Him in our gifts and our talents. It is us that make the decision to use our gifts and our talents. We make our destinies because we choose. God has given us the right to choose, right or wrong. Whatever we choose has consequences. If we choose the right path, we have consequences. You do good, good will come to you. You do bad, bad will come to you. That is in the Bible. That is karma. What goes around, comes around. This is a circle of life. Can we change our destiny? Yes. If you're into alcohol, if you're into drugs, you're into smoking, then your destiny will take you that way. If you get out of the bad things, you change your destiny. If you stop doing bad things, you change your destiny. So I say to you, find something positive in life. Have your destiny to where you move forward and you become something strong, something beautiful. Help people along the way. Help people be what they want to be. Use with the talents that you have to glorify God and to help people. If you have a voice to sing, sing positive songs. That's what God wants you to do. If you have something in yourself that you like to talk with people, become a counselor in the church. Help people understand what they're doing and what they're going through. If you have the talent to be a leader, use that talent to lead people to God, to lead people to find the truth and what they want to do. The next thing people don't understand about relationships, how to find a relationship, how to find a good relationship, how do I know to find a good relationship. Another few phrases in this poem go something like this. If you want someone special, you gotta be someone special. Be loved for who you are, not what you are. Whatever it takes to get that someone, that's what it will take to keep that someone. This is interesting, this is important because many of us look for relationships outside of ourselves. We do whatever we can to get that person. Many times we spend a lot of money to get that person and then we don't realize that in order to keep that person, we gotta keep spending money on them. For example, if you're around someone that likes to do alcohol and you wanna be with that person, then you would do alcohol. Then you will do what they do. And that's not you. But I say to you, be who you are. Be who God has created you to be. God has created you in your mother's womb. He knew you in your mother's womb. He knew your path. He gave you gifts and He gave you talents. He gave you these things to use to glorify Him. Love who you are. God loves you. God put this in you. God put you in the color of your skin. God gave you your hair. God gave you your eyes. God gave you your voice to glorify Him. Why? He has a gift that He put in you for you to use to glorify Him. How do you find this gift? Look into yourself. Understand some of the things that you take for granted that you just do naturally. You don't know why you do it, but this is just something you can naturally do. That is a gift that God has given you. Find that gift and grow on it. Don't try to be like everyone else. Don't try to do what everyone else does. You can't be them. You will never be them. Envy no one. God did not make you to be like everybody else. God made you to be who He wants you to be. God wants you to cherish life, cherish love, and grow in the manner that He wants you to grow. All of us go through trials and tribulations, ups and downs, goods and bads. We all grow through these things, but we learn from these things. Use these things that you go through to make you a stronger person. God is building you. God is changing you. God wants you to be a great person. You are His child, and He wants you to be His child. But in order to do what He wants you to do, you have to go through your trials and tribulations. This is in the Bible. God says, you will suffer for my name's sake. But He's saying that if you do what He wants you to do, you will have trials and tribulations. But stay strong and stay in His word and move forward in what He wants you to do. This we all have to do. This we all have to learn. In relationships, know who you are. Be who you are. Love who you are on the inside. Many times we have to learn to laugh at some of the things we do. Love who you are. Look into the mirror and say to yourself, I am beautiful as God meant for me to be. That's where you start. The world is full of angry people. People that don't like you, don't want you to be what you are, and want you to be somebody else because you're better off being somebody else instead of yourself. But this is what the devil is doing. He doesn't want you to do what God wants you to do. He doesn't want you to be what God wants you to be. He is building his army against God. And when you follow God, you are following the army of God. And the devil doesn't like that. So I say to you, look forward to the future. The future is always ahead of you. For your best times are before thee and not behind thee. This is what God says. He has created you for a reason. You are on this earth for a reason. You have a purpose to glorify God and to be great. Now when you go through trials and tribulations, God is with you every step of the way. He knows what you're going through. Just don't quit. Just don't give up. Just don't give in. Stay the course. Do what God has asked you to do, and you will see you will be great at the end. You will get all the things that you've prayed for and asked for. For God puts you in a position that when you start doing what He asks you to do, He will bring people across your path to help you move forward, to help you grow, to help you get stronger, to help you move up into doing what God has asked you to do. Use this talent. You are not in this world to make it by yourself. All of us use each other. For God says, help one another. Encourage one another. Be with one another. God is saying this because we all work together to do what God has asked us to do. What He's asked us to do? Love one another in peace and love Him. Grow in the name of God. Move in the name of God. These are some of the things that are in my book and in my poetry that I speak about. Learn and understand who you are. Know what you're going through. The heartaches, the pains, all of us go through. All of us have been hurt one time or another. We have cried. We have laughed. We have dreamed. We have loved. We have lost love. We have lost loved ones. But God knows this. He has a plan, and His plan is for you to be strong and to do what He asks you to do. That's all you have to do. Move in the way that God wants you to move. Grow in the way that God wants you to grow. This you can do if you believe in God. Believe in the truth and understand that God is alive and well. He's not left you. He knows what you're going through. He knows what your heartache is. He knows what's going on in the world today. And the world is full of a lot of things that are wrong. Wars. Economy has gotten bad. People cannot afford houses. People are living out on the street. God knows this. He wants you to stay strong and don't look down at the problem, but look up to Him for truth, for answers, for the pathway to move forward. And this is what I ask you to do. Patience. Understanding. Compassion, love, and you'll see all these things will come to you, and God will give these things to you. Open yourself up and let God work through you. Let Him move you in the direction that He wants you to do. Let you understand that God is here for all of us. He is here to help us grow, help us strong, help us love, and do the work that He has asked us to do to glorify Him. So I say again, when you get a chance, pull up my book and read it, and you will find your pathway home. God bless you and stay strong.